Well, I can't think of a better way to start off the KXD Holiday Concert Series other than the band that's with us right here. Delta Ray, playing tonight at the Kessler Theater. And really, thanks for coming in and thanks for playing our show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
So excited.
Yeah, so the new record, Carry the Fire, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But how about getting right into a song?
Sure.
Absolutely. This is If I Loved You.
If I loved you, life would be easy. There'd be no truth that I'd be scared of. I could walk through every valley and you'd light me with all of your love. But I don't love you. So beautiful, and we'd raise them, and all would be right. But I don't love you,
oh.
Not like you need it. I don't love you, good as you are. And when I kiss you,
oh.
I know that you can feel it, and I see it in your eyes, and it just breaks my heart.
Wow, it's Delta Ray live on 91.7 KXT. You can see them playing tonight at the Kessler Theater, kicking off the KXT Holiday Concert Series. It isn't your first show in North Texas because you guys played at the Levitt Pavilion back in September, I think it was, in Arlington.
That actually got rained out.
Oh,
see? We would have.
You would have. But the pavilion's covered. I don't get it.
I know. We were, you know, we don't know the full scoop because we didn't actually end up getting there. So we're, we're very excited to be here now, though.
Well, it's seismic climate change. It doesn't rain often in Texas, so when it does, we need to shut everything down and just rejoice. So look at it that way. So this is your first show in North Texas, then, in quite a while, then, tonight.
Sort of.
Quite a while, yes.
Yeah, in quite a while, sure, definitely. We played at, I think it was called The Bone, 2 years ago.
Yeah, in Deep Ellum.
And it was our first cross-country tour, so that was an experience.
that we'll never forget. But it's good to be back. I think we're going to make some memories tonight.
Well, and as a band, I mean, you've really earned a reputation for your live show because, I mean, everywhere you've played over the past year, I mean, it's just the reviews are just, I mean, beyond gushing. I mean, you leave audiences just, you know, as your biggest converts, right? I mean, that's...
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, I think that we started off live, and that's really how we saw ourselves getting better and just gelling as a group. And so we feel very at home on the road, and it's... and. Love getting to play in front of new audiences, and it's been pretty amazing in the past year, just starting to see the audiences grow. I mean, we've been playing places that we've never been before, and you know, we'll have 100, 200 people out in the audience, and it's pretty incredible. It feels really special.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and one of the performances you did, your most famous performance, was in the office of Seymour Stein, who sure. signed you. And, you know, I bring this up because it's a wonderful story. I mean, first of all, Seymour Stein is just he signed the Talking Heads. I mean, that's, right. I'd retire after that. But I mean, he continued, and you guys just blew him away performing in his office, right? I mean,
yeah, you know, we had a very chance opportunity to go and meet Seymour, and we had never done anything like that before. It was our, you know, we'd been touring for about 2 years, I think, and we went up to New York and had a guitar, an acoustic bass, and
a cajon.
And so we sort of filed into Rockefeller Center, where his office was, and actually encountered him in the lobby, and then we took the elevator up together. And so that was a little bit awkward. but he couldn't have been nicer, and he put us at ease. And then he said, "Give me just a second," and we went into his office. And then we started playing for him, and we played this song off the record called "Hey, Hey, Hey" that starts off with a four-part harmony. And he stopped us about 10 seconds in, and hollered out to his to some of his
colleagues
in his office. Yeah, why can't I remember that word?
Associates.
And
we were all really worried because he interrupted us right as we started singing. He leaned forward and sort of it stopped us. Put up his hand, and we thought we were going to get kicked out of his office. So it was a huge relief when he then yelled out to the rest of the people to come in and listen. And we ended up playing in his office for about an hour. And it was just one of the most surreal experiences we've ever had. And he just kept asking, can I hear another song? Can I hear another song?
And as a songwriter, to be, you know, playing your stuff for Seymour Stein and having him give you feedback on it, you know, song after song, I mean, it really just will... It was such a surreal day. It was pretty wild.
Followed by, you know, a very surreal year that we've had.
So. True. Yeah. To have Seymour stop you in a song, I mean, that's got to be...
I don't know why we thought he was offended by four-part harmony, but yeah. We were on...
Well, we thought he was offended by bad four-part harmony, so we were just worried about how we sounded.
I know, you guys definitely nailed that. And another thing that led to your success, too, was Bottom of the River, the song that we've been playing. And, I mean, it's probably got the most gospel feel off the record, but it's not really a gospel song. I mean, it's kind of it's kind of something different altogether.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we've had a lot of people identify different, you know, sort of sources for the sound of the song. And I think that it's a testament to the age that we're growing up in musically that I didn't hear it. We didn't hear it any particular way. It just Eric woke up with the song in his head after a apparently frightening dream.
Pretty tough.
And then with the chorus, and then the verses I wrote just because they felt right for the chorus. It wasn't, you know, it was and they felt right for the band, and but it all really flowed very naturally, and we've been really sort of blown away by the reaction, and it was one of the very first songs that we wrote, so you know, it's been very cool to watch it evolve.
Yeah. Well, it's Delta Ray on 91.7 KXT playing tonight at the Kessler Theater. You want to do Bottom of the River? So,
absolutely.
Cool? Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my hand. Oh, baby, it's a long way down, a long way down. If you get sleep or if you get nap.
The cock's gonna call in the morning, baby.
Covered for your daddy's gun.
Red sun rises like an early warning.
The Lord's gonna come for your firstborn son.
You see, hair's on fire and his heart is burning.
Go to the river where the water runs.
Wash him deep where the tides are turning.
And if you fall, and if you fall,
hold my hand.
Shh. Ooh, baby, it's a long way down.
Drunk and driven by a devil's hunger.
Drive your son like a railroad spy
into the water, let it pull him under.
Though you lift him, let him drown alive.
The good Lord speaks like a rolling thunder.
Let that fever make the water burn.
Let the river run dry. Hold my
hand. Ooh, baby, it's a long way down.
That was incredible. It's Delta Ray on 91.7 KXT. The Seymour Stein effect is going on right now because this studio is not soundproofed, and I could see through the window you got some of our coworkers to come out and watch this song. So that's the magnetic draw that you guys have. Okay?
Thank you.
Delta Ray on 91.7 KXT playing tonight at the Kessler Theater, kicking off the KXT Holiday Concert Series. Orbans are going to be there tonight, too. And, you know, we had ZZ Ward in yesterday. You guys are touring with ZZ Ward next year, too.
I
so,
just missed her.
Yeah,
awesome.
So she sends her best. You missed her by a day. And I understand this is your second to last show tonight, so you're probably going to be energetic because you're looking forward to some time off for the holidays, right?
Absolutely.
Sort of. It'll be our last show for 2 days. And then
gotcha.
We will be very energetic nonetheless. Yeah.
The light's at the end of the tunnel, right?
That's
cool. Well, again, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for playing the show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks
so
much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Great session. 91.7 KXT.